It's now time for Tea Talks with your host, Margie Conway, in association with Connecting Hearts Network, connecting hearts of women to resources, inspiration, and one another. Sponsored by Pia Payne and Contour Mortgage, Warrior Defenders, Happy Life Nutrition, Killensworth Realtor, and Family Patterns Matter. Now here's your host of Tea Talk, Margie Conway.
Hi, this is Margie Conway with Creative Hearts Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network Show. We work to do what we can to prepare you for anything that you may be coming up, to give you a little bit of information how to proceed. And so today we're going to start talking about college admissions. You know, it's getting towards midterms, and then it's going to be later in the year. Everybody's already preparing for college and looking to see what you can do. So today we're talking with my niece, Berlin Driscoll, and she's going to tell us about her experience preparing for college. And I know for a fact that she is a good student that works very hard, because she's been writing essays the whole time we've been together this weekend. So, hi, Berlin. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, of course.
Tell us a little bit about you.
So I am a senior in high school. I go to school at Clear Lake High School in Houston. I have been an AP student all 4 years of high school. I was a GT kid growing up, but I got into college. Everyone started talking about college admissions, and I really had no idea what to do. We started having like counselor talks,
right,
probably freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Of our counselors or teachers would come in and be like, hey, you should start looking at what colleges you want to go to, start thinking about what you might want to do. And I really didn't even know what that meant. I knew that I would have to write essays, and I mean, that was about it. So, junior year came, and all my friends were like, oh, I think I'm going to go to A&M, or I really want to go to Baylor, or so on and so forth. And I sat there, I was like, you know, I think I want to go medical, but I really don't know what I want to do. And eventually I've been in an athletic training program for 4 years, and, you know, after 4 years of it, I realized, you know, I really do love this.
Okay.
And I decided, you know, I want to do something like this. I mean, for a while I really thought I was going to go into a more hospital, role, but I realized I love the work that I get to do with athletes, and I would love to do that for the rest of my life. So,
That's going to be a role I know nothing about, because I'm not athletic. Mm-hmm. I can barely walk without falling. So when you say athletic training, what do you do in this athletic training?
So we are the first aid for mm-hmm. athletes. So I personally, throughout the year, I work the football, usually girls basketball, and the baseball seasons. So I'm there at all the games, most practices. And so if anyone gets hurt, if there is anything, you know, any injuries, anything like that, cuts to concussions, to broken arms, we're the ones that are there to, you know, clean up some blood or splint, call the ambulance, get them to the hospital. You know, it's a really wide range of responsibilities that we have, but I really enjoy helping and gaining that connection with the athletes that I get to be around all year.
That's kind of throwing you in on the deep edge right at the beginning before you get into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that you were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you're doing essays and you're doing this and that. All right. So to go into this field, mm-hmm. you have to go to a college that would specialize in what?
So previously, in previous years, you just had to get your bachelor's in athletic training, and then you had to pass your exams and get board certified, and you're good to go. But mm-hmm. Over the last few years, they updated the requirements, and now you have to get your master's in athletic training.
Oh, okay.
So there's a pretty good number of schools throughout the country that have a master's program for athletic training. So for me, when I started looking into colleges, I kind of knew that I wanted to do athletic training. So my first step, I literally Googled schools that have a master's in athletic training.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. That's a good way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I had talked to some professionals, just like we have during games, we typically have some doctors on the field or on mm-hmm. the court with us. So I would just stop and talk to them, and you're like, hey, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. How did you get into this? And I mean, you can do that for pretty much any field. Like, if you kind of know what
Right.
you want to do, if you can talk to someone, I mean, who can give you a hint at how to do it, you know, that's personally, I found the best way.
Right, that's a smart way to do it. Yeah.
So I Googled how, like, what schools have a master's, and I found Michigan's, Baylor, A&M, and then it was like, there's this website called College Vine, like College Vine,
Okay.
and it has just a list of colleges, and you can put in your information, like your test scores, if you've taken them, like where do you go to school, your GPA, your class rank, and it'll give you colleges that like suit what you want. Like
Oh, okay.
it was a lifesaver for me. Like
And so it's college, VINE,
College
collegevine.com,
Vine. Yeah,
.org,
I think so.
dot
I think it's
something.
dot com.
Yeah.
And like it'll ask you questions like, what do you want in your college? Do you want like a big population? Do you want diversity? Do you want like a lot of clubs, a lot of opportunities? Do you want close to home? Like a whole list of questions. And honestly, it didn't take that long to fill out, but afterwards it gives you this list of colleges that like best suit your needs, or once in college, and also like your chances of getting into that
Okay.
college. So like it'll like have like you have a 75% chance of getting into this. It's like a reach, or it's a safety school. Like
Right.
so I just kind of bounced around on that, and I looked up like from that list on Google of colleges with athletic training programs. I looked a bunch of them up on College Vine, and like I looked at my chances, and like details about the school, see if I would like it. And if I thought, yeah, this could work, I put it on a list. Like I had an Excel doc that I just like wrote college names on.
This girl is going places. She has it all laid out nice and straight. She knows what she's doing and she knows what she's looking for. So it's some good tips that you can get. So it's you've looked through your list. Have you narrowed it down to a couple?
So I have applied to 10 colleges.
Okay.
So I went through, there's, I set up in a, so the biggest piece of advice I got was set up a college email account.
Makes sense.
So I just set up a brand new Gmail, and that's what I used for all of my college stuff. So like I set up my Common App account with that email, and I started adding colleges from my list of colleges to my Common App. And then like so and then if there were any like scrolling on Instagram, eventually I started getting things for colleges or like
Right.
scholarships, like I would put my email in those, like my college email. And eventually I got colleges reaching out to me, like
Right.
sending those mass emails. But it's a really good way to see like I got one from Lubbock Christian University that I saw. I was like, oh, this actually looks kind of cool. Like I got just a random email, and I ended up applying, and that's actually one of my top choices now. So just
Just
like
put all the
put your
feelers out.
yeah,
Yeah.
put yourself out there and like get the get what you can, like
Kind of like
find.
LinkedIn for college apps. Yeah.
Yeah, like dive into it. Like
Yeah.
there's so many colleges that like it's really hard to find one that like works for you. But you know, I have one of my best friends, she only submitted one college application because she just knows that's where she wants to go, and she knows that like she's gonna get in. And I say like if you don't know for sure, send as many as you can.
Right.
Like find some with no application fee, or that you can get a waiver for application
Right.
fees, because like
They get expensive.
they get
They
expensive.
get expensive, right.
But like just try, put yourself out there. Like you want to give yourself options. Like for me, like I know that I want to go into athletic training, but I really have no strong feelings about a certain college yet. So like
That's a good way to do it, right.
I applied to as many as I could, and I had waivers for all of them. So my college application process personally has been really inexpensive, which I know like a lot of people can't do. But like if you have access, like try to, I mean, obviously try to keep it as affordable as you can,
right?
But put yourself out there and do what you can to give yourself as many opportunities as you can.
That's it. I used to tell my daughter and her friends about every area of life to decide where you want your life to go, and don't let other things in from it that doesn't fit that picture of it. And it looks like you've done that on your own. I know when you start going through colleges and you're talking about keeping it affordable, that's a very big thing. In Georgia, I know if they go to like Georgia State or something, they can get Hope Scholarship, and that pays for the majority of it. Is there something like that if you stayed in Texas?
So in-state tuition is a thing. So if you apply where you live, like your tuition is going to be cheaper than if you applied out of state. Personally, I have no idea why.
I know. Well, they try to keep the funds in the state. I mean, they want them to stay there. So it's I know when Heather started looking at colleges, and this was a little while ago, I still remember a few of the parts of the process because it was a lot. But not trying to say my daughter's getting older, but this was before you had internet quite like we have it now, because back then we had dial up and you had to wait, and Google didn't have quite as much stuff on it. You really went to Yahoo or AOL. And so that was kind of like a last resort, not the primary source that you used. So they would have the booklets they got. She had to take her SATs and her LSATs, and I'm sure you've done all that. They still do that?
So we do SAT and ACT now.
That's what I meant, ACTs. I was thinking something else. ACTs and SATs. Those were things you needed to get good scores on to get scholarships and things.
So the higher you score, the more likely you are to get into a college, and the more opportunities you have with scholarships,
Right. So it's worth it to put some attention into studying for those. And then I know through school, she had to watch the activities and the things she was doing at school for her college applications. So, for example, great GPAs. I know that's always a thing, and you're into accelerated classes, so you're working hard on it. I know that. And that looks good. But then they would have, you know, community service and the clubs that you join and all that kind of stuff. I know you're doing the athletic training. What other types of things are you involved in?
So I want to say first, like, the important part isn't just your GPA. Like, there's so, my school is extremely competitive. And there are so many kids that focus so hard on their GPA and getting 100s in all of their classes and making sure that they're, like, highest rank possible, but they're not getting to experience some of the other amazing opportunities that high school offers. My school, I am very grateful that, like, we have so many club opportunities. I am in STEM Siblings, which we go, we have, like, every week we go visit the elementary schools after school, and we walk them through some really fun activities to get them involved in STEM and see how, like, just get them exposed to that. And then there's the Honor Society, so I'm in, like, English Honor Society, Science Honor Society, there's National Honor Society. I'm in HOSA, which is a health occupations organization. It's a national organization, so if you're interested in healthcare field, it's an amazing opportunity. You really get to learn a lot. You have the opportunity to compete in, like, in your field of interest. So, like, this year I'm doing sports medicine, and I get to, you know, do a lot of studying, and then we get to do a skills assessment, and it's just a really fun and cool opportunity. And then athletic training, and I'm in a political club, so just, like, get involved in as much as you can. Like, it really lets you explore what you want to do.
And you need to do that. You need to explore it and have an idea of what you do. Kind of before you get on a path, because that's another thing I learned when my daughter went off to college. she knew what she wanted to do, and she stayed on that path, but she did have a friend who changed her majors like 6 or 7 times and never did it, and now she's not doing any of that. Mm-hmm. And that happens, and I understand that, but it's, first of all, if your parents are helping you, it's a waste of their money, but it's a waste of time, too. So if you know what you want to do to be headed in that direction, it's perfectly okay to change your mind, mm-hmm. you know, when you find something else. But usually they're pretty close when, you're really being true to what you know in your heart. All right. So now that you are putting in college applications, you said you were, when all the generic stuff was coming through, all the scholarships and all those things, mm-hmm. Have you put in for specific scholarships, and what are the requirements, and what kind of things are you looking for?
So, a lot, I have gotten specifically emails from Baylor, mm-hmm. and they'll send out emails that are specifically about scholarships, and that's mm-hmm. just the first one coming to mind. And they, like, on one of the emails, they have, like, a list of the requirements for certain scholarships, and it'll have, like, recommended GPA or SAT or ACT scores. And so, like, once you've applied, you will get a login for each college that you apply to. Mm-hmm. So, like, for Baylor, you have your Go Baylor account, and you can log in, and there's a whole tab of, like, scholarships. Like, you can submit your application for whichever scholarship you want. And usually it'll require another essay, but they're typically a little bit shorter than your application essays.
And it's important that you do that early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to do that early, not to wait to the last minute, because then they're usually chosen and gone by then.
It's typically first come, first serve for scholarships.
Right. I know, because Heather did, she got several. Mm-hmm. And even the smallest one, I want to tell you if you're listening, even the smallest scholarships help. I know, like, the Kiwanis Club where we live at gave her $500 for community service. That brought her books one semester, you know? It's so every little bit that you can get to help so you don't end up with a lot of debt when you go through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, we have gone through political areas where debt's been forgiven for a lot. But typically, when you come out of college, most people have a good bit of student loan debt that you need to pay back off.
Yeah, which is why, like, smaller colleges are a really good idea. I said something about LCU, which is just a small private Christian university, and they offered me a scholarship that paid for almost all of my tuition.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have that master's in athletic training, but I would be able to go for 3 years and have a very decreased cost compared to going to a larger university and then being able to transfer to Texas Tech, which is right down the street. To finish off my master's, and it would be much cheaper than if I went straight into a large university.
So be flexible mm-hmm. in what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any tips you want to throw out there?
Start working on essays as early as you can. It takes a while to figure out exactly what you want to write mm-hmm. about. Like, I started mine throughout the summer the summer before senior year.
Right.
So I started reading all the prompts, and I was like, I have no idea what I want to write for this. So I just gave myself a little bit of time to toss around some ideas. Mm-hmm. And there was one where I wrote a whole essay, and then I came up with a whole new idea. I was like, this is so much better, and I scrapped it. But because I started so early, I had time to do that. So just give yourself time for all of these. Like, and with recommendation letters from your teacher, find someone that you have known for multiple years. One of my recommendation letters is a teacher that I've known since freshman year. She's become, like, I love this woman to death. She's an incredible teacher. She's one of my medical teachers, so we just had a really good connection. Okay. And she wrote one of my recommendation letters, and that's probably going to be one of my strongest.
Good.
You have to sign something that you're not allowed to see the recommendation letters, so I don't know exactly what she wrote, but trusting her, I know that that's definitely going to help me in the application process. So find teachers that you know well and that know you and can help get you where you want to go.
So if we're summarizing the things that she shared with us today, first of all, you're going to be involved in your high school.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much that, okay, I've got to have the perfect 4.0 GPA where you're driving yourself into anxiety and depression,
yeah.
But enjoy yourself as you do it. Mm-hmm. While you explore around to see what you want to do, to do your research. She has obviously done a lot of research behind her choices that she's done. And to be flexible. To look into every option that you can find to help you get where you want to be. Whether that means that you go a little bit further away or stay a little bit closer to home or start at one place and finish at another one, just be flexible so that way you can stay and make it more manageable for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not overwhelmed. You have been a great guest today. I really appreciate it. I know this is going to benefit a lot of people when we start sharing it.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a dream question. Okay, you want to be in athletic training and in mm-hmm. the medical field of it. If you could work for one team anywhere whatsoever in the world, what would be your dream team?
It would be the Houston Astros or any hockey team.
See, she's staying close to home and true to her roots down in Houston. Unless it comes to hockey. So y'all
Unless
remember that.
To
and to get your master's, it's going to be how many years probably?
5 years.
That's what I thought. To get your master's. So in 5 years, if you're a hockey team or the Houston Astros, start looking for Berlin Driscoll. She's going to go great places and do things. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com. Or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow.
You can find Holly online at www.warriordefenders.com.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
You have been listening to Tea Talks with Margie Conway. In association with Connecting Hearts Network, connecting hearts of women to resources, inspiration, and one another. Tune in next week for another episode of Tea Talks.